This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Housing Choice Voucher Program is the country's largest housing subsidy. You probably know it better as Section 8. And it gives rental assistance to more than 2 million low-income families. But that's just 25% of people who are eligible. Demand for vouchers far outweighs supply, and long waiting lists have become the norm. Meanwhile, proposed budget cuts at the Department of Housing and Urban Development may make things worse. In Los Angeles, vouchers are so limited that the city's waiting list had been closed for more than a decade. Late last year, it finally began taking applications for a lottery just to get on the list. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
If you live in L.A. and wanted Section 8, October was your rare shot. The first application period for a Section 8 voucher lottery in 13 years. Valerie Stacker submitted hers as soon as she could. She's a 62-year-old retiree and primary caregiver to her 10-year-old grandson.
I'm really hoping that I will make that list, that lottery list.
In November, Stacker showed me around her apartment in South L.A. Two bedrooms, but she splits the $1,500 rent with a friend who uses one. She and her grandson Angel stay in the other, in a bunk bed.
I sleep at the bottom, and Angel sleeps at the top. So we have the TV in here, and he has some games and stuff like that.
Stacker worked for General Motors in Illinois before retiring. She's been using her roughly $20,000 a year in retirement benefits to raise Angel since he was an infant.
Feeding him and clothing him is just almost impossible because of having to give all my money toward rent.
She figured the Section 8 lottery could be the answer.
I'm motivated for Angel so he'll have his own space where he can play and, you know, have fun.
Stacker was one of 188,000 people who applied for 20,000 spots in the voucher waiting line. And that line won't be moving quickly. Carlos Van Atter runs the Section 8 program for the Housing Authority of the City of Los Angeles. He says only a couple thousand vouchers become available here every year, basically when a pay raise makes someone ineligible or someone dies.
And even at that list of 20,000, way less than the number of people who applied, it will take us up to 10 years to get through that list.
Even with a voucher, there's no guarantee you'll find a landlord who will take it. Recipients have just 6 months to sign a lease or lose their voucher altogether. In L.A., only 60% are successful. Keely Stater at the Public Affordable Housing Research Corporation says that doesn't seem to put people off. Los Angeles has one of the longest waits in the country.
Los Angeles City Housing Authority is number two in terms of the waiting list and the number of people that might be waiting if the waiting list had not been closed for so long, just behind New York City.
The national average wait for vouchers is more than 2 years, and about half of all housing authorities have closed their lists. Meanwhile, President Trump's proposed 2018 budget would slash more than $6 billion from the U.S. Housing Office, or HUD, which funds Section 8.
Really deep cuts.
Doug Rice works for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
On our estimate, the administration's request for housing vouchers, for example, would have left roughly 250,000 housing vouchers without funding next year.
Thank you for calling the Housing Authority of the City of Los Angeles Section 8 waiting list information line.
A few weeks ago, Valerie Stacker called in to finally learn if she'd won a place on the list.
To find out if you were selected to be placed on the Section 8 waiting list, please gather your confirmation number and press 1.
Stacker entered her information and spoke with an operator at the Housing Authority.
They said that I did not receive it. Like they said, it was random. And if you got picked, you got picked. If you didn't, you didn't.
She's disappointed she didn't get picked, but Stacker understood the odds and the need in Los Angeles. She says she'll stay put in her cramped apartment for now.
I'm sure there will be other possibilities. I will have my own space. I'm going to make that happen, yeah.
If she can't find assistance elsewhere, Stacker can always reapply for Section 8 when L.A. opens its waiting list again in another decade or so. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.